Lenten Journey, Day 20. Seeing from above. You've made it. You're at the halfway mark of this Lenten journey. 20 days behind you, 20 days in front of you. You're at the summit, in a sense, looking out at the mountain and seeing all things below you, seeing the path you've taken over the last 20 days. During those days, we've heightened our prayer life, we've restricted food intake, and we've challenged ourselves to really become the Christian Christ demands of us, that is, place into works the teachings of love, of care, of honor, of humility. And there in front of us, we see the path for the next 20 days, the next 20 steps that we'll be taking. And quickly we realize that at the end of that path, it merely connects to a larger journey, the journey of life. Quickly we put into place and into focus this entire 40-day period. We look from above and we see our past and our future, realizing that we are standing in the most beautiful and critical place of all. That is, we are in the present, the one reality that connects us not only to the past and the future, but allows us to understand that this journey is merely one step in the bigger journey of life, of being at harmony with all things around us and being united with God, who places us from the beginning of time and sets out our course for eternity. On this third Saturday of the Lenten season, the Church directs our attention to a group of men who stand at the summit of all spirituality, namely St. John the Patriarch of Jerusalem, St. John of Otsun, St. John of Vorodan, and St. Gregory of Datev. They are remembered on the church calendar this day of Lent, giving us an opportunity to include them in our Lenten journey as examples of that higher life. Because by being elevated to sainthood, we understand that they are people like you and me, with all of the frailties, with all of the difficulties and the challenges that life gives us, be they physical, emotional, and spiritual. Yet these people were able to rise to the occasion. They were able to become one with God and stand at the summit, at the top, looking out at a life that is full and abundant, looking at the beauty that God has created all around them, and offering their spirit to the world. And ultimately, isn't that our purpose? That we can be at harmony with all around us, with the people, in the relationships, with life itself, and thereby look from the summit, look from above, at a world that is so beautiful that we now offer ourselves, our soul, to the collective, to the mix of life. But before going forward anywhere, we stop today and realize that today's message is perhaps the most profound message of all, that we are standing at the summit when we are appreciative of everything that God has given us. Because in that appreciation, in that spirit of thanksgiving, we realize that we have such a beautiful vantage point on life. That we really are at the summit. We can look all around us, and that we start seeing with our heart, because our heart is now receptive to the wonders that are all around us, to the sounds, to the sights, to the smells, to the taste, to the touch of everything all around us. And now, today, we understand that the path in front of us is, well, it's a downhill. It's a downhill. We're going to make it. We're going to make it not only through this next 40 days, but we're going to make it through life. As difficult as life gets, we now have the tools, the confidence, we have the ability, we've got the discipline, and we're going to make it. And this perhaps is one of the most beautiful lessons that comes to us from the Lenten season. That God really gives us all the tools necessary to fight the battles, gives us all the strength necessary to overcome our difficulties if we only confide and trust in Him, knowing that this path that we're taking is a simple one because it is the path of life. We conclude with the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorali, Havadov Chostavanimk, from the 23rd hour. All merciful Lord, have mercy upon all of your faithful, on those who are mine, and on those who are strangers, on those whom I know and on those whom I know not, on the living and on the dead, and forgive all of my enemies, and those who hate me, the trespasses that they have committed against me. Turn them from the malice which they bear towards me, that they may be worthy of your mercy. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow, when we'll continue this Lenten journey with the next step on the downhill. Until then, I invite you to our website, inhisshoes.org, where you'll find programs and very important information about how to make faith real in your life. Also join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources for the Lenten season and resources for spirituality. Epostle.net has become the voice of the InHisShoes ministry, and we invite you to find our podcasts as well as broadcasts. Epostle.net, that's Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.